Beau saddled Taw and pulled the girth up tight.
You realize after a while that this is the best thing for you. If you stayed with me, you'd probably grow up a drunk.
You've been sober for more than a week.
Well, I won't be tonight. Go back to your stepmother, kid. She'll be so happy to see you, maybe she won't even give you a whooping for running away.
She'll be happy, all right.
Beau boosted him up into the saddle. Joey could not control the sudden flow of tears.
I'm trying to tell both of you to just listen. She'll kill me.
You've got her all wrong, boy. Come on, let's go.
They started toward the river. Beau watched them a minute, then came running, waving his arm.
Hey! Hey, what about that bottle you were going to give me?
Meekum pretended not to hear him. He put the horses into a long trot and quickly outdistanced Beau. Despite the fear that put pain in the bottom of his stomach, Joey found satisfaction in the fact that Beau had been beaten out of the promised whiskey. Mr. Meekum probably didn't have a bottle with him in the first place. It served Beau right. Gradually, Joey began pulling himself together, trying to bring his fear under control so he could think clearly. He realized Meekum was not heading toward the shallowest spot to cross the river.
If we follow the wagon road, it'll take us to the ford. The horses won't even have to swim.
They're shorter this way. You need a bath anyhow. Look at the dirt on you.
Been building fence. We're going by town, ain't we? Mr. Tatum owes me some wages.
It wouldn't be more than $4 or $5 at best, but the grocer had seemed an honorable and intelligent man. He might listen if Joey could just talk to him. It was a chance. Meekum did not reply. He rode down the long, slanting riverbank and stopped at the edge, looking back. The water appeared sluggish, but Joey knew it could be deceptive. The undercurrent was swifter than the surface.
It's real deep right here. There's shallower water upriver a ways.
Well, this'll do. A little swim won't hurt the horses.
Meekum took hold of Taw's reins, pulling them out of Joey's grasp and over the horse's neck. When Taw showed reluctance, Meekum circled behind him and slapped him across the rump with a quirt. Taw plunged in. Soon, Joey sensed that the ground had gone out from under the horse's feet. Taw was swimming, fighting the current. Joey held the horn with both hands. It was a challenge to stay in the saddle.
We ought to have gone to the ford!
Something bumped Joey's leg hard. Joey saw Meekum had drawn his horse up against him. A chilling look burned in his stepfather's eyes.
Come here!
Meekum grabbed Joey's arm.
No, please don't! No!
Meekum dragged him free of Taw and plunged him into the water. Joey clutched at Taw's mane, at the saddle strings, at the horse's tail. But Meekum held his arm, pulling him away, pushing him under.
Mr. Meekum! What are you doing?
What he was doing came clear in a blinding flash of panic. Meekum was trying to drown him. Many other things suddenly came clear, too.
Quit fighting! Ain't gonna do you no good!
He pushed Joey down and tried to hold him, but the struggle threw Meekum's horse off balance and caused its nose to go underwater. Terrified, it came up fighting the river. Meekum lost his hold. Joey began swimming away.
Damn crazy horse, calm down! Damn you, boy!
Meekum brought the mount under control, and Joey felt a hand clutching at his arm. He dove to get out of reach and sensed the current taking hold, carrying him downstream. Coming up for air, he heard shouting.
Here! Joey, come to me!
Beau was swimming his brown horse, waving his arm. The weight of water-filled boots and wet clothes tried to drag Joey down, but he splashed toward Beau as Beau closed the distance. Joey grabbed desperately at Beau's outstretched hand.
Hang on, kid!
Joey clutched Beau's sleeve. Beau got his arm around Joey's shoulder.
I gotta make him! It's all right now!
Joey realized Beau had mistaken Meekum's intentions. He probably thought Joey had fallen off his horse and Meekum had been trying to rescue him.
No, no, he tried to kill me.
I'll get you to the riverbank. Then you're Mr. Meekum and better have that whiskey.
Joey turned his head, though he had to blink the water from his burning eyes before he could see.
Beau! He's got a gun!
Beau was too surprised to move. Meekum pulled up beside him, pistol in his hand, and swung the barrel at Beau's head. The blow was deflected by Beau's upraised arm and softened by the crown of his felt hat.
God almighty!
Joey fell loose of Beau. Meekum's horse was already spooked. Joey splashing and threshing frightened it more.
Damn beast!
Meekum tried to pull its head up. Fighting restraint, the horse plunged forward, rolling over onto its side.
No!
Meekum went under. He came up floundering and no longer had the pistol.
Ugh!
The horse swam away from him. Meekum splashed around wildly.
Gotcha, Joey!
Bo managed to take a new grip on Joey's arm. Joey felt Get Out steadying himself as he took solid footing on the riverbed. On the bank, Bo let Joey slip to the wet sand amidst several broken pieces of driftwood. Joey's heart was hammering. Joey saw Taw climbing out downstream, stopping to shake himself like a dog. Incongruously, Joey's immediate worry was the roll of blankets tied behind his saddle. They were strung out halfway to the ground and thoroughly soaked. He would have to sleep wet tonight. At least it would not be the long sleep Meekum planned for him.
What's the matter with him anyway? I didn't have to pistol whip me over a bottle of whiskey.
It would have been hard to explain a bullet hole in you.
Meekum was still splashing, reaching out his hands as if he sought something solid to grasp. There was only the water.
Help me! Help me!
You were a witness. He had to try and drown us both.
Bo slowly began to comprehend. He eyed Meekum without sympathy.
I don't believe the son of a bitch can swim.
This is three times him and Dulcia tried to kill me.
Well, they ain't very good at it, are they?